Ivy Taylor called for a cooling-off period, a holiday truce from widespread attack ads and harsh rhetoric from public safety unions over health care and other benefits. San Antonians saw this TV ad by the San Antonio Police Officers Association go on the offensive after the city manager.
Cheryl Scully thinks that the men and women who put their lives on the line every day for you and your family are overcompensated.
Both sides have worked with actuaries on healthcare, said Taylor. She proposed a new strategy.
But what I want to see happen is to have a third party that everyone feels comfortable with, who can look at the numbers from both sides and provide a verification of the facts that can be used as a baseline for continued discussion and hopefully moving us closer to having a contract.
There's no word on how much that would cost, but Taylor guessed that the city would bear the brunt of it. The mayor agreed that the involvement of a third-party report wouldn't necessarily help both sides come to an agreement, but she did add this.
I think all reasonable people would be able to then determine what a way forward is.
Police Union President Mike Kelly said an actual good faith effort for a holiday truce would have been to withdraw the city's recent lawsuit. It looked to determine the constitutionality of the Evergreen Clause in the public safety contracts. It's a clause that keeps police and fire benefits going during negotiations because their contracts expired at the end of September. Taylor said she hasn't discussed pulling the lawsuit because she thinks the clause makes negotiations difficult. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.